maybe just the speed. Like, everyone's fast. Everyone's so skilled. So it's just a matter of how hardworking you're going to be is a determining factor, I think.
Were you nervous?
Oh, very, very nervous. Me and my roommate, Zach Redmond, we were getting the butterflies last night, so it was definitely a nerve-wracking moment. But then kind of once you got on the ice, it kind of went away.
Mark, there was such a transition for you from last season, projected in the seventh round and then going seventh overall. What has been the transition perhaps this summer that has prepared you to come into camp at a different level?
I think it was just working hard in the gym. Like, I was in the gym probably my hardest working summer of my life, so I wanted to come in here and show that I can make the team, so I just wanted to work my hardest in the gym, on the ice, power skating, whatever I could do to help my hockey game. I was doing it and working 110% each time.
Did you manage to talk to Dale or anything before you came into camp? Has he told you anything lately?
Yeah, he's told me a few things. Like when I was in Barrie for the first week, he told me a few things just to be aware and work your hardest and just play your game and stuff like that. And then he actually texted me 2 days ago and just said, keep working hard, keep playing your game, and keep your head up. So it's encouraging to see that.
What is the biggest thing he's done for your development? On or off the ice?
Everything. Like, he's been such an inspiration, such a mentor for me. Like, he's taught me so much last year. Just every part of my game, he improved. Like, my skating, my defensive zone play, my positional play, offensive zone play. It's unbelievable what he's done, and I love every moment him coaching me.
Now, Mark, you know you may return to the junior ranks this year, obviously due to the fact of your age and your size and whatnot, but do you see your future here in Winnipeg?
I definitely do. Like, I've had dreams about it, like playing in front of the Winnipeg crowd, and So I'm going to work my hardest to be able to make it, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to make an impression.
You're on the ice with Evander Kane. You said that was one person you'd like to be a center for. So how was that?
It was unreal, and they actually had me on the line with him for a few times. It was unreal. Like, he's good at the puck so fast, so it was unbelievable to actually play with a guy that's kind of been my hero like 2 years ago, just watching him. So.
Are you going to stop smiling anytime soon?
Probably not. It won't wear off for a while. So it's just because it's so exciting here, and so fun.
What about the passion of the fans just here coming on the ice with the crowd?
It's unbelievable. Like, to hear them just like a roaring scream of fans. It's unbelievable to see that, and the enthusiasm just kind of brings the best out in everyone, I think.